Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, and today we have a special guest, the one and only Michael Lane. How you doing, brother?
I'm fantastic, Nate. Man, good to be here, man.
Absolutely, man. I know you're all the way from Australia.
Yeah, I came here just for this. Can't wait.
I don't know about that. You've been a busy man these past, how long have you been here?
4 days now.
4 days. Man, it feels like you've been here for a couple of weeks with as many meetings you've been doing.
It feels like that, but I love coming to LA. This place is amazing. It's like the epicenter of talent and success, and I get here as often as I can.
Wow, I love it. I mean, there's so much here to see and to do, and especially if you do business here. I mean,
absolutely.
You get flooded with meetings.
That's true.
But Michael, typically, you know, with every guest that I have on the show, I have them basically give me a walkthrough about what it is that they got going on, like what they're doing, a little bit about their story to basically open up. Mm-hmm. So if you could kind of give an audience like a short summary version of course, what it is that you do, mm-hmm. and then basically how you got to doing what you're doing today. Because I mean, seeing as many meetings as what you do, and then looking at your Instagram stories, man, you're like front court at the, you know, Lakers game last night. You know, seeing being with good old Ty and everything, Ty Lopez, it's incredible. So kind of walk us through a little bit of that.
Yeah, well, it definitely didn't start with courtside seat at the Lakers, I'll tell you that much. So, look, we have a business called Success Resources. We run 500 events around the world, and we've got about 250 staff in 10 offices servicing 37 countries. We've got some great partnerships like Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Gary Vee, and some other cool people. And yeah, we're in the business of changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. And we do that by delivering, you know, world-class education at an affordable rate to anyone. You know, the event that you came to this week, that was a $39 ticket event. With Gene Simmons, Gary Vee, Ty Lopez, and some other cool people. So, mate, I started in this 17 years ago. I started on the phones selling tickets to Tony Robbins events, commission only. And I got the bug where I figured out I could help people and make some pretty, you know, make some good money at the same time and travel the world and do some cool stuff. So when you put all that together, We've got a pretty big mission and a big cause. We're having a lot of fun. And, you know, it's exciting because just when we think we're reaching a level of success, there's so much more to do. There's so many more people to help, right? So we're just getting started. I know we're 26 years into this, but we're just getting started.
That's incredible. I mean, 26 years, you said
you've
been a part of
it? I've personally been it for 17.
Wow.
But the business has been going for 26. So I bought into the company a long time ago. And, you know, when I bought into the company, we're doing eight events a year.
Eight events.
Now we do 500. That's, you know, that's 10 a week somewhere. So, man, it's busy.
I can imagine. I mean, because you do these all over the world, right?
We do. You know, I think today we've got something in Thailand. We've got something in Germany. And tomorrow we've got three events somewhere else So, yeah, at any given day, we're doing what we need to do in our mission and our vision, and it's to help people change their life.
Mm, absolutely. And especially in the world we live in today, it's, you know, it's tough to find people that just really want to make a genuine difference in this world, because we get caught up in whether it's like the social media aspect of things, and there's a lot of negativity that goes along. So I guess for some of the listeners and the viewers, that are watching and hearing this, whether they're in their car or, you know, just like listening through their phone, what is something that, of course, that they can apply into their life that you've applied early on? Because, I mean, I'd like to say you've seen a good bit of success so far in your life, right? So what is something that they could apply into their life right now as a listener that maybe you learned early on?
Yeah, look, well, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already different. Right? You're already special. If you're hanging out with Nate the Great, then following him, there's you're built differently. You're built for a bigger purpose. I truly believe that. So for those people who already understand that, but maybe not achieving the success they want right now, is start to put their attention on stuff they love to do. Mm-hmm. So what that means is, like, some of you are listening to this and you're in that job that you hate right now, but you know you're built for a bigger thing. Try and identify what it is that thing you're passionate about as early as possible. If you find it, don't leave your job and just go jumping straight into that, right? Mm-hmm. I try and find some caution in when I tell people to find their passion and they find it, too often they go jump and leave their security and do that. So identify your passion as early as possible and start building it in parallel to what you're doing now. Even though you may hate what you're doing, build it in parallel until you're at a point where you can go, you know what, this side hustle, this thing, it makes sense for me to leave this other thing now, right? So identify that as early as you can. Start building it at nighttime. Do you mean success starts from, say, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at night?
It's true.
You know, I don't care what anyone tells you. Gene Simmons said this week, right? It's like if you're going home and spending your weekend on the couch watching the ball game, it's just not going to happen for you, right? So get in there, do your entrepreneurial apprenticeship, which is learn as much as you can on the journey before you go completely shift into your thing 100%. So stay at it. The other thing I would suggest is daily you need to put some good stuff inside you. You need to be listening to Nate the Great constantly. You need to be tuning into, you know, the experts. And what I'm feeling at the moment is try and limit the amount of experts you're tuning into.
Oh.
So think about this, right? You guys are listening to Nate the Great and continue to do that. But then don't have 50 other mentors because they're going to confuse you, right? So pick your mentors wisely.
Yeah.
Pick Nate and five others and go deep on their stuff. Mm. I think that's really important right now, and I think that will help people out there not get too confused because, you know, I work with some pretty powerful people, but ultimately their messages are the same, but the journey to get to the destination is different. You know, Gary is very different to Grant. Tony Robbins is very different to anyone else that we have. So resonate with somebody or four or five of them, go deep on their stuff, tune in every day, and that would be a huge step in starting to get to where you want to get to.
Michael, you hit on a huge point because I don't feel as if, like, I know that a lot of people are tuning into way too many mentors. And it's great to have mentors. It's great to have coaches and people that are going to guide you. But, I mean, as you mentioned, if you have like 50 of those people, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, same with courses. Like, courses are great. Personally, I'm never going to create a course because that's not my kind of brand.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to invest into like 10, 20, 30, 50 courses, I mean, how many courses do you got to invest into?
I see this all the time. And I'm starting to get to a point in my business where I blacklist people from buying too many courses, right? And my business, I sell courses.
Yeah.
So if you think about this, is like, I have clients who turn up to a lot of my events and buy, if not everything, a lot, then they'll come to the next one and buy more. And they have this belief that they're waiting for this magic pill, right? Or they're waiting for something to click. And if you don't know it by now, it's not just going to click. There is no magic pill. I hope I'm not dispelling, you know, and ruining someone's day here. But pick a mentor, pick something you're passionate about, and go deep in that, and start to look at a plan to dedicate 10 years to that. Like, right? This is just real reality. So, at the moment, I'm telling people, you know what? I know you've bought four things at the last event, and you're trying to buy two more now. I can't let you buy. It's almost like, I don't know if they have it here, but when you've drunk too much at the bar and the barman goes, you're cut off.
Right.
You've had too much to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we're getting to this point where people are trying to consume too much and they don't understand that the fundamentals is you need to get in and actually make it work. So pick your mentor, go deep with them, and it's going to be a longer road than you think, but it'll be more, it'll be a greater feeling when you get there than you even thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just the fact that you said that you blacklist, that right there, respect level, whoo, man. Because, I mean, it's easy for people to say, hey, I want to invest another $1,000 into a course or something. And you could easily say, okay, sounds great, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's wonderful. But the fact that you cut that off and say, no, that's huge, because most people don't do that, you know? And it's just, like, to me, that's inspiring because, I don't know, like, I just see a lot of, especially millennials and people that are, like, young entrepreneurs, they think, like, a course, not just several courses, but 10, 20 courses they invest to. Like, I know cats, Michael, that have invested $10,000, $20,000 into courses. And then they're in the same exact spot because they're literally banking their success based off of the guy that's teaching the course. But the secret is you got to take that knowledge from the course and implement that in your story.
Well, here's what's happening right now. Right?
Yeah.
We're getting so infatuated with these celebrities because these guys are now moving into celebrity status.
Yeah.
Do you mean we used to, you know, idolize and fan out when we saw a movie star?
It's true.
I'm telling you now, I've been backstage with, I've been with Gary Vee at the airport and seeing people, you know, mobbing. It's crazy. These guys, and it's not just Grant, it's Gary, it's Tony, it's everyone, right? They've all got security now. I was at the game last night with Ty, and Rome, his security is like 7 foot this wide because they need it now because people are idolizing them and putting them on such a pedestal that they buy their stuff, but they may not do anything with it because they just say, oh, yeah, I bought your course.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm in the business of educating and inspiring. I'm not in the business of selling courses. I'm in the business of educating. So if that means that I need to cut you off and you don't buy another course because I want you to be educated. So, yeah, I think we're getting to an era where the celebrity is the influencer. And we need to make sure that we get back to the basics, that we're here to educate, inspire, and help people on their journey and help people implement, right? So, yeah, it's an issue at the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, to attest to what you were saying with Ty, you know, Ty, one of his biggest courses, the SMMA, right? The Social Media Marketing Agency.
Yeah, I bought it.
Right? So did I. You know, like it had such a big impact. But I forget the statistics, but he literally said one time, it might have been on like a live, that only like 3-2, maybe something smaller percentage-wise, actually take something and do something with that course.
It's true. But here's the correlation, right? The uber successful is the 3% of the population. So here is a huge lesson, right? If 3% are actually going and doing stuff and making it work, and 3% of the population are successful, that's a huge road sign for me. That's a huge thing going, it actually takes work, energy, effort, activity, and to make it happen. So, and that's why now in our 26th year, this is a concern for us. We're not in the business of selling courses. We're in the business of educating and inspiring. So, yeah, it takes a lot of work, effort, energy, and most people don't want to do it these days. Most people are becoming lazier. We're so used to instant gratification. We're so used to getting on our phone and getting the answer immediately. Whereas action and activity actually takes doing and external hard work.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a concern for us. And it's a part of our business where it's a risk element for us.
Definitely. I can see it. It's funny you were saying about, you know, you've been at the airport with Gary Vee and, of course, you know, being close with Ty and just Tony and Grant, you see the people that just storm them. And it's nuts because at the conference the other day, whenever Gary got up to speak, the security literally had to be like, yo, step back. You know, like, chill out a little bit. Yeah. And I wasn't there towards the end, but I believe at the end, didn't everybody just come like
towards? Oh yeah, I've got photos on my phone of on stage where the, you know, everyone is like trying to get on stage. So you think about that, right? Like, we're in LA, you know, used to have the Chinaman Theater, when they were launching a new movie.
Yeah.
It's like that, but in the modern day world, which is around content and entrepreneurship. So on one hand, it's super exciting that this is cool. But on the other hand, is that we're creating these raving fans. But you know what? Gary would love nothing more for those people to take up one piece of that content, go implement it, email him 5 years later and go, dude, that one thing at that one event changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just the day we're living in. It's the time of this world and it's cool. We just got to navigate through it authentically and ethically.
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, whenever somebody like Gary gets on stage, I'm very different, Michael, I'll be honest, right? You know, normally people take out their phones and they're living through their phone at that moment. Me personally, the only reason I took out my phone was to capture the audience that was looking at Gary.
Right.
Because I find that so intriguing. And I'd like to say, you know, I've been around some pretty well-known people and I'm blessed and grateful for that as well. And it just blows my mind the attention that, you know, somebody like a Gary gets. And the way I look at that, Michael, is can you imagine if these people put that attention towards themselves like they do somebody like that?
Absolutely.
That blows my mind because a lot, again, you know it better than anybody, Michael. A lot of people want to live the lifestyle. They want that fame. They want that success. They want to get idolized like that. But they're busy idolizing people and they can't idolize their own dreams.
Yeah, I think it's such a good point, Nate. People are externalizing their success rather than internalizing it, right? They want to live through someone else's success. They want to capture that moment when Gary comes on stage. Instead of being in the moment and going, wow, what would that feel like if I was on that stage?
Right.
Or if I got to that level of success in my life, even if it's not on stage, right? So we're living through other people's, you know, successes. And I'd love nothing more for my events. And I have 400,000 people come to my events, right?
Yeah.
I'd love nothing more than the 3% of the population who are successful were my audience who came to my events, grabbed something, grabbed one thing, and guess what? And never came back to my event. That would actually mean the world to me, right? Because they would at some point go, I went to a Success Resources event, I got this one or two things, it made a huge difference, and I went and did this. You know, again, it's, you know, most businesses rely on repeat customer business. And of course, every business would love it. I still enjoy it. But I'd love nothing more if they never came back because it means we're making an impact. And in our 26th year, it's not about revenue anymore. It's about reputation. So, Nate, it's a bigger problem, but it's one we're going to solve. We're going to figure it out.
Absolutely. And Mike, with what you guys have built so far, how does, you know, maybe somebody owns a business that's listening to this or viewing this, how does somebody build such a great reputation? In other words, a character like you guys have built today, having the speaking lineup that, because these speakers look at that, you know, like they want to make sure the character's great, the reputation's great. Same with doing podcasts, right? Like I'm sure with you being on my show, you probably did a little bit of research on myself to make sure that, okay, is Nate actually doing some great things? You know, like I do the same thing with my guests. So it's like, how does somebody have a reputation and build a character that is very respectable and it's deep and people want to be a part of that.
Yeah, look, it's, again, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm.
It takes building up to what we've created now. It took 26 years. Yeah. It doesn't have to take that long, by the way. So, you know, get out there, offer massive value and become the expert in your space. Experts get paid the big bucks, right? So for us, 26 years in, you know, early in on this, we were just putting events on and trying to add as much value as we could. Then all of a sudden you get a partnership like Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
That helps as well.
Right? Absolutely.
But that's strategic. Who is the biggest and the best out there who we can align ourselves to? Let's knock on his door. Let's try and do a deal, add as much value as we can, and become partners. That partnership's 24 years old now. So that helps, right?
Yeah.
But as you don't sustain a 24-year-old relationship unless you're continuing to add value and making a difference. So if you guys are out there and listening to this, is that to build up your reputation, to be able to knock on the door of the best experts, add massive value. Do something that's different. I mean, there's so many people coming in and starting businesses that's been done the same way for decades and decades. What's your niche? What's the thing you've got to do differently? And what can you do to partner with the world's best? I mean, that's a hack that I'm working on right now. And is just making sure that if you truly have a world-class solution to a problem, who is delivering that at the biggest and the greatest, right? So I'm working on some deals right now is I don't want to go do another startup, right? I've done that so many times and I've so many businesses, but I've got a great solution right now. I'm going to go find who's the biggest in the world who's been delivering something similar and try and bring value and come through the front door that way. So if you're listening to this, you don't need to spend the next 26 years trying to get to a level where you're the number one in the market. Do it more strategically. Do it more sophisticatedly. There's just different ways that you can do it now, but you have to position yourself as the expert and offer massive value more than anyone else is doing.
No, I completely agree. And then, you know, some people might look at your social media, Michael, and they're like, wow, you know, when you're with these kinds of people, these influencers, in other words, like celebrities, like how do you navigate whenever you're with them? How do you get, like, I'm not saying you to be descriptive with the conversations, but what's the flow of that kind of look like whenever you're chatting with them?
Well, look, I'm trying to identify who's going to be a potential partner. A bit of due diligence, like you just said, researching and going, you know what, I think that guy or gal could be an amazing partner from what I can see and feel and experience. Then you need to meet up with them and try and come up with a way to share with them how we can change the world together doing our thing, whatever that is, right? Doesn't matter what the product is. And again, having that reputation behind you really helps. So you still got to do the work. You got to do the work to get the reputation to be able to knock on the door and have a meaningful conversation about changing the world. That's what it is. You mean, I'm talking to some high-level celebrities right now, not in our field, musicians, actors, different people. And it's like, money's not the driver anymore. That's ticked off. How can they change the world right now? What's their legacy piece? When the music's done, when they're sick of touring, when they're sick of being on the movies, what are they going to be known for? You know, I'm starting to see a lot of people wanting to actually give back and share their story on how they made it through Hollywood. When it was so tough, where they no one wanted to know them. So imagine some of the best celebrities on the planet saying, you know what? I want to give back. I want to share my journey of the five things I had to overcome to become this person you see now. So I'm looking to work with the world's best in whatever field they're in and help change the world. And you'll be surprised how many people want to help.
Man, Mike, you hit on it. That's... You and I, we share very similar visions because that's literally the purpose of this podcast. Because I wanted to get to the point where I've always been passionate about interviewing people one-on-one. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, talking to girls about relationship problems they've been going through.
Right.
You know, and then transitioning it to interviewing the influencers and celebrities, because it's not that they don't want to, you know, just talk about their life or their upbringing. It's that there's not enough genuine people like you and I that are actually going to flow with it in a way where they feel comfortable opening up. So, I mean, that's a rare trait to have.
It is.
Right? Especially with people of that caliber. I mean, yesterday I was with, I was with Howie Mandel because I interviewed his daughter, Jacqueline Schultz. And, you know, I've seen Howie, of course, for years on TV, you know, Deal or No Deal, America's Got Talent, and... it's so funny, man. You'll really get a kick out of this. I've lived here in LA for 2 months, and I've gotten more spiritual and more in tune with myself. Michael, 2 months ago, actually a month and a half ago, I said, I want to meet Howie Mandel. Yeah. And I met him and I had a conversation with him for 15 minutes yesterday.
It's crazy.
And with me putting that out to the universe, okay, whatever your belief is, I'm telling you guys, like, this is real stuff. You can attest to this more than anybody.
I can give you a real life example after you finish.
Yeah, no, absolutely, brother. Like, so with me being in that moment, I'm just like, wow, And the thing is, I wasn't idolizing him, right? Like, I have a respect level for him because I'm like, man, this is Howie Mandel. Mm. Like, my grandparents watch him, my family watches him, and whenever I saw him, I'm just like, I wasn't just like,
yeah, yeah,
Howie, you know? Like, I wasn't like flipping out like that. I was just like, hey, Howie, how you doing, man? And he said the same. How you doing? He's like, I'm doing great. And he's like, it's great to meet you. I'm looking forward to interviewing your daughter. He was like, yeah, it looks like you got a great setup here. And then we just did the interview. I did the interview with her. And then afterwards, we talked for about 15 minutes, asking him about, like, you know, some of the things that's impacted him in his life. And it's great being in scenarios like that because you can't just learn from books. That's great. Courses are great. Right, podcasts are great, but if you can surround yourself around those people as well, that's huge. But I'd love to hear your take when you're, yeah.
Yeah, no, as soon as you said that, it triggered something in my mind that happened the other day, right? Mm. And this is the power of, and the reason you didn't fan out,
right,
is you've played this in your head before.
Yeah.
You've set this intention, right? And whether you're spiritual or whether you're not, it's kind of like if you plant a seed of authenticity, it manifests, right? 1 week ago, I wrote a name on my whiteboard back in my office in Sydney. And I went, I need to connect with this dude. And I've been doing this for 15 years. I plant that seed, I see it, and I let it go. And I see where it comes back. Even to the point where if it hasn't come yet, cool, it's on the beaches right now, right?
Right.
Anyway, Simon and I were in getting a haircut on Beverly.
Okay.
I'm sitting there getting a haircut. This person walks in and says, hey, man, can I get a haircut? And I'm sitting there going, what? What?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is or what the thing is. It's continual validation that if you plant a seed internally of who you want to become and who you want to be and who you want to collaborate with, let it go, things happen. And it's at a universal, it's at a metaphysical level, and sometimes it's hard to verbalize it. But it's this belief that if you're destined for bigger things and you know you want to collaborate and partner, not from an egotistical point of view, but from a point of view you want to make a difference, this shit happens. And I continue to, I smile at it now because it's kind of like, it's validation to go, dude, keep dreaming, keep believing, keep doing it. And it never stops. And when I saw that person walk in, of all the barbers in Los Angeles, of all the places, I didn't even know this guy was going to be in LA.
Okay.
He walks in the front door. So when you believe and you dream and you plant a seed and you do it authentically, great stuff happens.
Absolutely. And like you said, man, I mean, because it brightens you up so much in the inside because, yeah, I went to church last night. I was smiling so hard just with the sermon and that whole, how that went about and everything. And it's just, it's an incredible thing because like you said, Michael, it's hard to verbalize. You know, if you would have told me a year ago that this would have happened, I would have been like, wait, 2 months ago even. Because I just moved out here 2 months ago. I would have thought you'd be kidding yourself, right? And I started reading more books about this stuff, and I'm reading this book right now, The Law of Success. It's a huge, huge, incredible book. Okay, I mean, it's 800 pages, just letting you all know, but it's definitely impactful. And, you know, real quick, what's one book that's impacted your life in a very powerful way?
It'd be really difficult to narrow it down to one.
Okay.
Think and Grow Rich is probably the most iconic. Mm. It had probably the greatest impact.
Yeah.
You know, since then there are dozens, if not hundreds, that have had an impact. But it's a must. And there's certain chapters I go back and read continuously, right? Mm. And it's funny, I've been hanging out with Ty Lopez a fair bit in the last couple of days, and
right.
He reads a book a day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But again, he doesn't read the whole book. And what he says is, read the first page of a chapter or the last page of a chapter of the whole book. And that'll seed and then summarize every chapter. And I love that philosophy because I can whip through and get the lesson, right? And get the learning. So there's so many books and it needs to be a part of your educational, you know,
regimen
every single day, right? Not just podcasts. Mm. Try and get something in from a book, from a video, from a podcast. Do that daily. And at the moment, I'm really big on, you know, if you don't have time, find 10 minutes, right? Then build it to 15, 25. Something special happens when you dedicate 2 hours to reading, learning, and growing a day. When I started moving to 2 hours a day, stuff started happening. Things started to shift. I got this momentum. So, you know, we all are busy, but if you can find 2 hours, it doesn't need to be in a 2 hour block. Do half hour there, and then an hour at the end of the night, something magical happens at the 2 hour mark.
Yeah, that's funny you said 2 hours, because that's literally what I do every single day.
Yeah.
1 hour in the morning, so the law of success right now, and then an hour at night, the biographies.
Yes.
I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
Yep. I'm reading Sam Walton's, the founder of Walmart, that biography. Yep. And then the next one is going to be Elon Musk's, because I really want to
read it. Yeah, I've read it. It's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to read it. But yeah, like the speed reading and the smart reading that Ty talks about, I've definitely applied that a lot for books that aren't necessarily like it's hard to do that for like a Thinking Grow Rich or something.
That's right. More difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest read the whole thing from cover to cover on Think and Grow Rich. But, you know, it really doesn't matter what you do. Just do something every day. And then you'll start to curate and get your own system and go, you know what? I love, you know, consuming content this way. So I might delve deeper into that version of it. But as long as you're doing something daily, it's like taking a bath, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Jim Rowan or somebody said, someone a lot wiser than me said, learning is like taking a bath. Needs to happen daily.
Straight up. Michael, I definitely want to be respectful of your time. Man, where can the audience, the listeners, where can they find you out on social media for one? And then kind of let them know if you want them to check out any like a website or anything.
Yeah, look, if you follow me on every platform, my handle is It's Michael Lane. That's ITS Michael Lane. Successresources.com is where you can go find all of our events. And just continue to follow the journey, I suppose. And every day I put some kind of daily inspiration on my Instagram. So if people want to go there, more than happy to connect with them and interact.
Yep. Check out my brother Michael. All right, I'm going to attach the links in the description below, so you guys can just click it and it'll go right to that page and then give him a good old follow. And as always, Michael, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming.
Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.